Hello, good morning.
This is Bjorn.
Morning.
I finally found out why I always have trouble finding the dial-in data.
But still, you made it.
Yeah, but the email that had the dial-in data actually had the subject of dial-in data.
Yeah, I was there. We want
to actually
read the email.
Huh?
We want the people to actually read the email and not just the subject.
Yeah.
Okay, so I will mostly be on mute today and from car to Denmark and presumably lots of background noise.
Up to now, you're fine.
Oh, cool. Nice. Probably I need to turn up the volume for the music. Really strong winds here. This North Sea, Baltic Sea channel, this big bridge. Hello, who's joined? Hello.
Andreas. Thorsten?
Jo.
Ah. We are the only one?
No, we have Björn and...
Hello, this is Olivier speaking.
Ah, hi, Olivier.
Hello.
So I'm sitting in a car, so please, what's the background noise? It's too annoying. Poke me and I go on mute.
Hello everyone, this is Charles Scholl speaking.
Hey, Charles.
Hi, Charles. Andreas. Hello, Andreas. Hello, Thorsten. Hello, Florian.
Hello, this is Florian speaking.
Hello, Florian.
Hello, Florian.
Hey, Florian.
Hello.
Hey, Charles, I was nervous for him.
Florian, could you give me a quick feedback? I'm sitting in a car. Is the background noise terrible, or should I get on mute?
I think it's okay for me. It's a bit of a whispering noise, but not that bad. I think it's okay.
Okay.
I just read through the statutes and see what we need to write in a minute.
Okay. I try to get.
I put it on the agenda as fixed points.
So, who is in the call? Olivier, Charles, Julian, Austin, and A.
So I think we are missing at least Michael and Quaylon. Björn, if you could tell them on IRC, maybe.
Will do.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So is someone volunteering to write minutes? Yeah, we have to.
Perfect, I have a perfect excuse for not doing that today.
I actually have a perfect excuse. I actually have to write the official message to the Document Freedom Day.
No minutes, no call. As easy as that.
Oh, God.
Andreas, you have no excuse apart from that you've taken them last week.
Yes, because I have to do some work with the tax office.
Doesn't help
for that.
No minutes, no quorum. It's
okay.
As easy as that. Sorry.
I know to write how to write them. No one will volunteer.
This
that's
one.
Michael, sorry I'm late.
Michael, you are going to take the minutes.
Yeah.
What do you think? I'm not, I'm afraid. I'm sorry, I'm trying to get a patch into 351 that stops your images being destroyed when you autosave, so I'm kind of busy.
While you're at it, can you fix the media wiki export in 3.5? Simply does nothing.
Oh, really? Awesome.
Yeah, I discovered here, you just open a plain document and a one line of text and export it, and you get some weird cannot save document error message.
Ah, cool. You filed the bug. It's marked most annoying, I assume?
Yeah, I didn't file it yet, but I will. I will check first if it's working.
Yeah, we only have 45 or 46 most annoying bugs, so, you know, an easy problem. It's good. We can reduce that.
Okay, Florian, let's
can
start. Okay, have you... I have 6 person in the call from the BOD.
So just do a quick roll call, maybe, to make sure that everybody that you have on the list is there and vice versa.
Okay, first, Olivier. Olivier, are you on the call?
Yes, I am in the call.
Good. Charles?
Yes, I am in the call.
Florian?
Yes, I'm here.
Andreas is here. Thorsten?
Yes, sir.
Yes. And Michael?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, good. Someone
and
else?
And Björn.
Björn? Okay.
Okay, so Andreas, you take a minute. It's good. So I'll be the
yeah,
chair. You're writing down how many people.
Simon is here as well, listening in, just in case something bad happens.
Hi.
Hey,
hello, Simon.
Simon.
Anyone else there? Do we have Norbert?
Yep.
Perfect.
What? Have you Norbert or not?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Anyone else?
No one. Okay. If someone leaves, like Charles, sometimes?
Actually, no. I managed to show that call before, so I'll be there.
Oh, good. Who's there?
Hello, Italo.
Hi, Italo.
Hello, Italo.
Welcome, welcome.
And Andreas, can you open the BOD meetings page so you see the first things you have to write down?
IPCC agenda?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
This one.
I have.
Can you go to the other?
Who is the session chair?
Yeah, me. Andreas?
Yeah?
Can you go on?
Let's, yeah, go on.
D.
You are the session chair, I think so, oh?
Yeah.
Yeah, then go.
Normally it's your task anyway. So anybody representing someone, or are the deputies just listening? Okay.
No one.
Okay, so Andreas, how many VODC tollers do we have?
Six
seat holders? Without deputies?
Björn is seat holder.
Björn is deputy. No, sorry. Björn is a seat holder indeed. Indeed. Okay, so quorum is
we have all.
Sorry?
Olivier, Charles?
Yeah.
Thorsten?
Yes.
Michael and Björn. And Italo.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody's here. Okay, perfect.
We are full.
So, 7, so we need at least 4 people for a quorum. Just going to the items. Okay. But I think then we can start on. Sorry for the formality. It's the first time that we're having an official minute, so I tried to check the statutes, what we need in them. Maybe we can have it more relaxed the next time, but for the first time, it's maybe better to make it good. Okay, so the basic thing I'd like to do, this public call is going a bit through the list of tasks that I've put into the wiki. If you're in front of your machine, just open the wiki page so we can have a look together and maybe try to distribute some tasks and prioritize those that are most important. So the first thing I'd like to do that's helpful is that we just now being officially in charge agree that may sound ridiculous, but I'll tell you later on why. Agree again that we will meet every 2 weeks at this time via phone conference. So this is an official VOD meeting then.
Sorry if you hear something from my phone, but I'm on my mobile in the airport. So
Okay. So I'll just repeat for you, Andreas.
No, I've heard everything. I'm hearing everything, but I cannot stop
but
without
speaker. I had to put it in a minute. Okay, first.
The first decision that we should take again, so to have it officially, is that the BOD meets every 2 weeks, Wednesday at 1600 UTC, with the agenda in the wiki.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Yeah.
That's okay for me.
Yeah, me too.
Agreed.
Okay. So this.
Agree for me.
7 people agreed, so that's a clear quorum. Even minutes. You have it, Andreas?
Okay. Agenda in the wiki. Okay.
Okay, exactly. So, okay, then let's have it more relaxed. That was the formality that we should have to do.
The next one is maybe the AB.
Yeah, let me quickly. I'm sorry. The list of tasks is totally unsorted. Simply didn't find time to sort. I'm just going quickly through them. What we have to do. I think the status is we have has been incorporated on Friday. We have the documents. What we're still missing is right now. If you want to enter into contracts, we need to show some proof that we are allowed to represent the legal entity of TDF. Of course, we can. Show parties the certificate and the large documents. Hello, who joined?
Call drop back in.
Sorry?
Oh, there's a call drop. I'm back in.
Ah, Thorsten.
Okay. I missed the last minute or something.
And we will get a smaller piece of paper. Hello, who joined?
Yeah, Quellen.
Hi, Quellen.
Hello, Quellen.
Andreas, you write Quellen's name down?
Oh, 17, 11.
17, yeah.
Okay.
So we will get a little piece of paper that just happened. So the most important thing is right now all our bank accounts are still at FroDev. We need to get them transferred to the name of TDF in order to be able to spend money. What I'm waiting for is the feedback from my friend from the insurance company, so we see how we can be insured. I'm waiting for his feedback, and we'll send the documents as soon as I have them. What we should do, and maybe Torsten, if I may poke you here, probably, what we need to look into is accounting and tax advisory, because
yeah,
the first booking should be checked.
I can do that. I would even probably volunteer to do the accounting myself for the while, and let's see how much work that is. And not spend money on someone externally for that, at least not for the while.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. So I think what you should do is to maybe poke Thomas, who at the moment does our accounting. Maybe he can give you some information on what software you use and how it works. And maybe we two can coordinate on that. We need to provide at least some documents, and Mike told us that they have a tax advisor in the law firm, and we should get into contact and ask for quotes at least for the necessary items. That's something we should do rather soon as well, because we basically cannot spend money before we have working accounting and the insurances, and then we can transfer the bank accounts. That's my most high priority topic at the moment.
Okay, so you can drop that in my lab unless you want to do that or want to run that writing.
No, it would be good if you could do so. That would be great.
Okay.
With regards to the seat of the foundation, I just today, we have discussed it before already, I sent in the document to Mike today, and he already tried whether the new address is working. So we have our seat in his office. And I sent the details to the core list. Basically, he opens letters, scans them, distributes them to us, and we'll see in 3 months whether that works or not. So at least we have a seat now, a location now that we can use. And yeah, as I said, I sent in the contract today. So let me see what we have on the task list. Yeah, what I will do is, it started already in the agenda, is to create templates for the minutes so we don't miss any important point. But I will volunteer on doing so. Then insurances, I've just mentioned, I'm waiting for the offer from my insurance agent. Next item that would be important, Björn, Andreas, you volunteered to have a look at the investment of our capital stock. Are there any updates yet?
No.
No, not from my side. Since Andreas is taking notes, I think it will be my turn to write to GLS and Ethic Bank, and maybe to this other entity in Germany with the knowledge about Stiftung, just about how to get a proposal from them. Is that okay with everyone?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sounds good.
Okay, so this is my work item now.
That would be cool. Perfect. So, Andreas, just write in the minutes that Björn is volunteering.
Björn will write to banks.
I mean, that should send everybody else to research if he or she wants to. I mean, the more offers, the better. I mean, we're not deciding on anything, just...
Right. If you it's the same letter probably for everyone. So I'll write it once. If anyone wants to have another proposal or from another entity, just drop me a hint and I'll send ask them about it too. So
yeah, perfect. We also had two or three offers on the list already. I don't have them handy at the moment, but if you don't find them in your archives, give me a ping and I'll look them up. They're a bit old, but at least should give a rough overview on what's possible. I think we had GSL Bank, then I think Umwelt Bank, and another one we had, I guess. I'm not quite sure.
Right. I'll look those up and email them.
Björn, I don't know, some social institutions deal with a social bank in Cologne. I don't know what's their condition and what's their background.
Okay, I'll check that.
Yeah.
Okay, so life insurances, this one I'll move, I guess, for the while. Yeah, for archiving of documents, Mike kindly offered that we can have the original of any document in at his office, and I think we should take that offer. It's better than having that at our place, so we have the archive at his place and just get digital copies. So I guess everybody's fine with that. It's part
of that's a very generous offer and quite helpful. I mean, as a lawyer, he knows how to store documents properly compared to me.
Yeah, same here. Same here. And I guess it can't harm to have it there. So we have digital copies, of course, and I propose for the while, if we have something important like the official statutes and so on, we put them in the internal wiki and just get something better should the need arise. But for the moment, it's okay. Great insurances. Da-da-da.
Yep. Talking about point three, or
I'm at point three at the moment. Yeah, just quickly going through it.
But sometimes we should arrange the documents we have in a document management system. Maybe.
Yeah, but I would like to move that topic a bit further away.
Okay.
Basically, yes, but not within the next weeks, I'd say. So we can talk about it privately if you have some idea, but I'd like to keep that out of the BUD call for a while.
Yeah.
Okay, insurances. Okay, what I will do is simply as soon as we have all the accounting and so on running, we will, of course, transfer all the assets to TDF, and I will have a look at getting an updated imprint. What we could also need is an updated privacy policy. If someone raises hands and wants to investigate, feel free, otherwise I would wear the hat on this and just provide them and put them online the day we shift the assets. Same is true for the budget plan. Torsten has created a very good draft. I will update it with some recent numbers with the recent donation level. At the moment, we don't need to show the budget to anyone, but of course for our plannings, we need it. I expect that after we paid some trademark fees and so on, we can plan with about 40,000-45,000 euro on the German bank account. That's my rough estimation for the moment. And I will update the budget accordingly with all the expenses we have at the moment.
That's in addition to the 50K capital stock.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And not taking into account SPI.
Brilliant.
So looks rather good. I think the fixed expenses are probably below 1,000 euro per month, I'd say. I think 600 for infrastructure at the moment, plus office fees, 700-800 euros, something like that. It's my gut
feeling.
There's
a lot of things that we can do to, use that money profitably if we're confident we have it, obviously.
Yeah. And I also plan of creating new donation requests as soon as we have the account in our hand.
For sure. Cool.
Okay. Tax and accounting is Torsten. What we can do, I've been contacted already a year ago by some folks. It's nothing urgent. We should look into, however, is that I've been told that projects like we do are basically eligible for EU fundings. Nothing urgent at the moment, but something we should keep in mind. My experience with these tends to zero. And I know that artists like, for example, Charles, I guess, is much more sensible in this area. But something we just should keep in mind, that this might be a chance for incoming money as well.
Yeah, this is Charles speaking. There are several ways we can work this up, but just keep in mind that EU funding tends to be a rather long process to get, and by long process, I mean longer than many other things you might actually imagine. I think that we definitely have something to play at the EU level, and that we will also have a series of opponents, by which I mean a series of people at the EU level who do not really like open source software. But there is definitely something to play, definitely something to do. After all, we're now a foundation, and shall I remember that to everyone? We're a German-based foundation, which essentially means a European-based foundation. And I think this must have caught the eyes of several people over there.
Yeah. So not urgent, but just to keep your mind.
Right.
What I will also just start drafting is, I think we should send a little thank you letter to the authorities in Berlin and the Head Association of Foundations. I would just draft something and send it to the list so we can send it out in the next days.
Brilliant.
So much for that.
Thank you.
Torsten, if you're looking into the tech stuff, I don't think we need it, and I even don't think we should have it, but... let's check the requirement or possibilities for a VAT number. I think we're not subject to that.
My take on that is let's not do that unless we have to decide in the next 2 weeks, and then the decision is final. So if we can revise that decision as we go, I would advise not to go for that because it creates lots of extra effort.
I totally agree. The question is just whether we need one. I seriously doubt we do, but if you can check that, that would be great.
Yes, I believe we don't, but yes. I think I put my name next to that item anyway.
Yeah. Here it is, exactly. Okay. I'm not sure whether you put it there or I was writing it there, so I'm asking.
Either way, I will have a look.
Perfect. Okay, travel refunds. Italo volunteered to write something that at the moment we need to check the budget. When we have a policy, again, sorry, Torsten, for creating a burden here for you, but we also should check then what we need to take into account tax-wise. I have no real idea if there are limitations or not, and there might be other options to take care of travel refunds, but anyway, when Italo drafted his proposal, if you could check it with tax-wise, that would be much appreciated.
Yes, can do that.
Because I remember from the German Association that at least it's much easier justifying travel expenses when you have a policy. That's why I'm calling for one. That's the background.
I can run that by or past Thomas and Jacqueline. I think I will meet them at CBIT.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Then the status for CDIF, if we have internal rules and that we have community bylaws. The internal rules are mainly for how the BOD works, whereas the community bylaws are mainly how the NC works and decides. Charles has sent me two drafts already a while ago. I simply didn't manage to have a look at them yet, but I really try over the weekend, and we'll forward it to the list. That's something the board has to decide upon. If I'm not mistaken, for the initial setup, the board decides, and any subsequent change has to, I think, follow a vote by the members, so at least for the community bylaws. So the first version should already have a state that we're comfortable with. As said, I will check and forward them to the list.
So yeah, Florian, just a small comment here. The community bylaws are, in fact, very much the bylaws we know. They've just been simplified for basically making sure everything's fine with respect to the Stiftung's own statutes. But this is very much what we all know and what we have all agreed on in the past.
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds good to me. So it's basically, for legal understanding, it's basically an extension of the statutes. the contents of those community bylaws cannot be contradictory to the statutes, but the advantage is that the contents of the community statutes will not be subject to authority approval, so we are much more flexible. That's the background.
So the question here, of course, is whether we should publish additional documents, somehow like a diff, like, oh, those are the extra rules, or whether we should roll that into one single document. If we do the latter, we should probably finish or polish up the English translation of the bylaws first.
So this is Charles speaking. I'd be going for the easy way, which is essentially that we may want to leave things as they are, simply because we already have a document, which is the bylaws, not the statute, but the bylaws that have been agreed on by the community. There's only just a small specific set of things that could not be retained inside the foundation and by the foundation's own laws and regulation. So my advice would simply be, well, you know, these are pretty much foundation what the community bylaws are. We already agreed on that. If you want to basically know the ulterior statutes of this or the ulterior version of the bylaws, here they are. And, you know, that's pretty much what it is. You know?
I think what we should do is to check again the statutes and see what they require to have inside, and then let's see if it's harmful to have some more content inside. But I will have to have a look.
Okay,
so the next on my agenda, we also discussed about it, but just mentioning it again officially, is the kind folks from CS sort offered us to have an organization validation. And I guess Torsten and I will be working on that, so it costs us nothing. Basically, they need some documents that prove that we are TDF, and then we can create certificates for everyone, which can be helpful later on in signing documents. So Torsten and I will work on that, and we have previously discussed about that, so I think we just go on with that. That we can skip. What would be... okay, Torsten, you already volunteered. I see some official letterhead would be cool, nothing urgent, but can be helpful. Just saw Torsten volunteered. Exactly. What's more crucial is a warrant for the bank account. Right now it's a Frodif bank account. That means that the Frodif board has access, and of course as soon as we have changed it over to TDF, we need to decide who wants to have access or needs access to the account. What I would propose, but this is my proposal based on my Frodif experience, is that not everyone needs full access to the account. But just those dealing with that, that would be my proposal, like, for example, Torsten, me, and someone, maybe an external accountant. So that would be my proposal, like we don't have 7 or 10 people getting warrants with bank cards and so on, but rather have just a few of them, and they can distribute then the information on the account. No one cares?
You need volunteers?
No, I'm just, if anybody has objections, if we just have only a handful of people with access to the bank account.
Sweet, Thorsten, back, last 5 minutes, somehow Denmark didn't want to give me...
Okay,
then I repeat, since Torsten volunteered for accounting.
Yeah.
Torsten was just talking about, for the bank account at the moment, the Frodif board has full access since it's a Frodif account. Namely, it's, I think, Thomas, myself, and another colleague, so not everyone from the Fortive board. So what we need to decide as soon as we have transferred the account is who from the BOD needs a full bank account access, a warrant with bank card and log in and so on. My proposal based on the FroDev experience was that it's enough if we just have a handful of people who deal with that regularly and they just spread the information into the others. So we don't need 10 warrants for the bank account.
Brilliant.
Yep.
The problem is how much people you need to get the daily work done. There are some, we had to transfer money to maybe for our server and so on. Something I think it's done automatically, but maybe there are some invoices that we had to pay, and we need every time one who is able to do their work.
Yeah, sure.
This is Thorsten. I would suggest that we have at least two people,
yeah,
and as many as we have volunteers to do that. And the board. How about that?
Okay. Because
is
the German account, I think mostly German people are in charge.
Yeah, that would be actually my proposal, because we need to circulate the warrant to everyone. And everyone has to sign on the very same document. So my proposal for the moment would indeed be to have Thorsten, myself, Andreas, and Björn with access to the account, and we then, for example, send the copies of the account receipts to the list, so everybody is up to date. And I doubt we need more than three or four people doing regular bookings. That would be my proposal. But of course, if one of you insists on having access, I'd understand that. So nothing we need to decide today. But
I would specifically extend this offer to anyone. I don't want to have this limited to Germans. Just if someone wants to volunteer, go ahead. We should at least have two people to not run into trouble.
I agree.
Okay. Florian?
Yeah?
Can you sum up the decision?
I guess we don't need to make a decision now. Probably comes as a surprise for some. I will raise the topic again as soon as we transfer the account. And in the meantime, you can think, every one of you can think whether you want to have a full bank warrant to the account. Otherwise, my proposal would be to have indeed three or four Germans having access to the account, and they spread the information with others.
Okay.
Okay.
There's just a question here, but when do you say having access to the account? You're saying having rights, then you can do things with the account? Or is this something that... basically, having access to the account is having the possibility to check the account, which is a little bit different.
So basically, those accesses are managed on an individual basis. So everyone, namely, gets his own login to the account. And normally, it's the way that with such a login, you can make bookings, you can make changes, you can call the bank. So you have indeed full access to the account. It's not just for checking the account level, but really for full access. You can, in the worst case, get all the money from the account and run away, so to say.
Yeah.
Nice. Where do we go? I mean,
Hawaii?
I think at the end of the day...
cocktails on Hawaii.
I think at the end of the day you have to trust people, don't you? But I think it's worth having an accountant or someone with a financial role there that... is going to sign off on who paid what to whom, so that only a few people see that and transfer it. I don't personally have a desperate desire to see the day-to-day financial income, personally. And I'm sure that whoever does that will do a good job of it.
I'd suggest to you that we might need more than one bank account as well. We might want to have a bank account that has got quite a few signatories where we can easily make small payments. and then a bank account where that has most of our money in, which only a few people have got access to. And that way we don't have to have bureaucratic barriers to payment when we're busy.
Yeah, we need a few out of practical reasons. Right now it's daily business that we have this public account number, and just I think 2 weeks ago someone booked a flight with a German airline, distracting $2,500 from the account. So I had to call the bank and have it booked back. What we should have is one public number where people can donate, but we lock the account so nobody can get money from it. So if you enter it for booking a flight, no money will get distracted from the account. Then having a second account with an internal number where we pay our bills from, for example. That's like we do with the German Association, because we had the same problems here.
Sounds good. Anyhow, let's get something set up and not obsess about the end goal, because we can change it later, right?
Yeah, of course. I just wanted to raise the topic so you're all aware.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, what one task that would be pretty cool if somebody could work on is some nice chart or workflow on how decisions are made. I tried to sum it up a bit in the agenda already, and we have the nice image from Mike. But I think also for the public to outline how we make decisions, what rights members have, and so on. If somebody could take the statutes and try to come up with a nice graph, I think it would be pretty helpful. So also nothing pretty urgent, but something we maybe should do in the next time.
Or just carry that over to the design list.
For example.
Just have some SPIs and then have some drawing for all of the design list to do that. Or maybe Italo, if you have a cycle or two.
Does it actually help people, do you think? I mean, I would tend to create such things reactively, as and when people want to have them. Personally, because I'm lazy.
Okay.
But, you know. If there is a volunteer that really wants to do it, of course, you know, it wouldn't stop them. But
Floriana, I think that's something that's out of the legal stuff in the statutes. So someone who reads the statutes very carefully has to put the diagram out. I think so.
Yeah, maybe let's throw it over to the design list and see what happens. It's not high priority. It just came to my mind. So.
If it's not in front of CBIT, I can look into that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would be cool. There's no hurry. I mean, but okay. Would be cool. Okay. Oh, actually, the next one is a decision we now should formally take. We, of course, as I said, need to transfer trademarks, domains, bank account, and so on. We have the TDF and LibreOffice trademarks. They at the moment belong to the German Association, and we should transfer them over to us. Now I have a request. Mike offered that you can name a representative in the trademark. So the owner will then be TDF, and Mike proposed that no fees would be occurring for us there, that he can be the representative for the trademarks. That means that all legal correspondence go to him. He told me the advantage would be that normally if people start think about trademark infringement and so on, as soon as you name a lawyer, there might be much nicer. So actually mentioning a lawyer in the trademark register would be helpful. And so that would be my my question, whether you would agree that Mike can act as representative of the trademarks.
For me, that's
my
brain.
Yes, absolutely. I'm nothing but happy with what Mike did, so yeah, let's go for that.
Yep. A free benefit sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Okay. So
we should vote on that.
Yeah.
So
see.
I think Thorsten Michael was yes, me is yes as well.
Where's the rest?
Can I answer? Yes, for me as well, Italo.
Johan, sounds good.
Yes, for me as well, Charles.
What if you say it's okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Florian, 7.
Yeah, sounds good. At least we have a quorum. So okay. If anyone says stay silent, we have at least a quorum. Next thing, Thorsten, if I may throw that over to you, as soon as we receive money, I think we should also have such a nice donation confirmation. I guess this will only help Germans, like it was with the German Association, but we still should have it. Maybe you can ask Thomas how they should look like. Most probably the ones from the German Association can serve as a basis, but we should have that one. And if you could maybe work on that, that would be good.
Oh, yes, by all means, can do that.
Sorry. It's all the same tech stuff, so. Okay. English translation of the statutes. Anyone had a look? Any major improvements we need to make, or are they good for the while?
Oh, I would so much love some native speaker to give that a brush up. So Michael or Simon or anybody else. And the call, I'm afraid the language is probably terrible.
I think your English is pretty good. It's awesome.
Okay.
Why don't we put it in the wiki, and then anyone can edit it, you know? I mean, I don't know. I don't think...
It's hard to review in the wiki.
I know, I'm pulling a leg. It can't really be edited, can it? How many people do you think are actually going to read it?
No idea, but I suppose, since we are so proud of what we did there, like a few people might be interested in...
Right, right. But we already publicized it, right? We already publicized it, and...
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, so I think that probably almost all of its readership will occur during the first, week. So, at least in my experience, I've never read... I mean, the only time I started reading these things was when I wanted to set one up myself. So I think your potential audience is pretty small. But it's worth having, obviously.
Okay, so no,
I'm trying to
read
loud.
No hurry here.
Too busy.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, also maybe someone could talk David Nelson. He was in the past doing quite helpful language reviews for stuff.
Indeed.
I would still love to have someone being a native speaker.
I'll do it in this call now. Just shut up. Is the original document there that you sent out, or is it a PDF? Last I saw was a PDF.
It's a PDF, but I can send you the original one is on the list, and I just forward it again to you.
Thank you.
Yes, Simon and Florian, I mailed you the last version that I had. It's an ODT, I think yesterday or the day before or something.
I used the version Mike sent to the list on the 12th.
Yes, that's the one. Yep.
Okay, I'll just forwarding it to Michael. Okay. Yeah, then another word I'd like to make, I think I raised this before, you know, the German Head Association of Foundations, those were also pretty helpful with setting up, and we talked about it before that we, as soon as we are legally incorporated, should become members of this Head Association to get support and advice. I think it's pretty helpful. The fee is per year, I think, €150. That's what their website says, and I'd like to have a short word on that.
Mm-hmm.
To become members for €150 per year of the German Head Association of Foundations.
So in the background, it's quite helpful. It's something like they fill you in with latest news, changes in law. Can help you with legal stuff, can help you if or when this European Foundation becomes doable. So I think it's money well spent.
Sounds good to me. It's cheap-ish, isn't it? So.
Yeah.
And I think we had an agreement that we would do this anyway,
yes.
Given that they supported us so vigorously during the process. So I'm
exactly.
Plus one.
Yep, for me as well. Plus one from Thorsten.
Plus one from Björn.
What if you say it's okay?
Plus one from Charles.
Vital, okay.
Florian, plus one.
Okay, Florian, sum up. 7 or not 7?
You count it. You count it.
Please count.
I think everyone in the call said yes.
Have we missed someone? No.
Andreas, for the next votes, we make it that way. You just read the names that you've written at the beginning of the call. I think Quaylen didn't vote, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, plus one, whatever.
It's difficult. I ask now. Olivier? Okay. Or not?
Yeah, he said yes.
Okay. Yes, I say okay.
Charles?
Yes, I said okay.
Florian?
Yes.
Thorsten?
Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
Okay. Jan?
Yes.
Italo?
Yes.
Gallon?
Yes.
Okay. Then we have. Must have 7.
Sounds good. Okay, then we have. Sorry for all those formalities, it's really mainly for the first call, since we are bootstrapping ourselves now, so don't be worried if we have the same discussion the next week. That's not what I plan, it's just some legal stuff we have to do. Next, what I just want to do today is, we already discussed it before, but we need to vote it on it now that we're a legal entity, is that I will take care of organizing a phone and fax line. Price is €20 per month, so we can get incoming stuff distributed to all of us. So €20 per month for a zip line. That's what I would like to vote on. Andreas, can you?
Well, the phone and fax line, and €20 per month.
Exactly.
Okay. Michael, call. Olivier. We are voting. Olivier, please.
Yes, okay for me.
Chad?
Yes, okay for me.
Florian?
Yes.
Thorsten?
Yes.
Michael?
Agreed.
Jörn?
Agreed.
Italo?
Yes.
Gallon?
Yes, thanks.
Okay. I think 7 votes.
Okay, perfect. So, then let's see. Let's try to make this quickly. Quickly mentioning. The tax office sent us some information on activities outside Germany. They are possible, of course, but they told us what we need to take care of. I will forward that to the list. It's in German, and I'd like at least the Germans to read over it, and maybe one of us can then provide a summary on that topic. Next one I'd like to quickly raise is now we can sign the contract for those LibreOffice org mail forwarders that we were sponsored. As soon as we have the insurance, I will distribute this contract so we can agree on it. What we actually should do is... does anyone know whether the ESC needs to be voted on? I'm not sure on that at the moment, but at least we should set officially in place our advisory board today, because legally it's not existing at the moment. So that's what we should do. Just quickly.
No, I think we should establish the TSC, but I don't think we have to insert any people into that. But we should probably establish it as an, I don't know, body, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
Florian?
Yes?
I think we can look into the status if we have to do something about the ESC, and if we had to do it, we can vote on the list, no? Is that not possible?
I just had a look, so let's do a voting now already. Just two decisions that let's just make the advisory board. If all of you are okay, I would like to by today put in place officially our advisory board as part of the foundation. So I will just read out the names who currently is in the advisory board. so they also have the legal status, so to say. So my request is, let me quote Andreas, we should vote on setting up our advisory board effective today.
Yep.
Members are Google, SUSE, Red Hat, Prodev, SPI, and FSF.
Okay, I write later.
Okay. So we should vote on that, I guess.
Florian, what about...
Yes, yes.
What about Intel?
Italo.
Italo, this is a public call? So.
Yes, yeah. This is a public call.
So let's vote on the names I just read out.
Yeah.
And changes can be done later on, of course.
Okay.
So
let's start. Olivier?
Okay.
Charles?
Okay.
Florian?
Yes.
Torsten?
Yes, approved.
Michael?
Yes, indeed.
Jörn?
Yes.
Italo?
Yeah.
Okay, Callum?
Yes.
Okay. 7 votes.
Okay. Okay, actually I have, you kill me, but I have one more vote I would like to do today. Sorry.
Can I make a motion? So I would, unless there is violent disagreement, I would make the motion to formally have the TSC established and have the self-selected by the hackers.
So we have 10 members that we previously announced, which were Andrash, myself, Petr Mladek, Quaylorn, David, Bjorn, Michael Netterer, René Engelhard, Norbert, and Rainer. I was just thinking that through. It doesn't seem horribly out of whack, even despite all of the changes in the last month. We might want to change that in some sense later, but every time I raise the topic of should we have new people appointed there, it seems that no one cares. So... And that list is not the subset of people that get invited to the call either. Neither do we ever vote. So I would propose that we just approve that list as of now if we want to. Otherwise, tomorrow is the TSC call and we can try and discuss it again there.
Both would be fine for me. So we,
so
we can
we have a quick vote on the list that Michael just read?
Sure, do you want me to read it again?
Just one note, please, that is important. The TSC is not a body of the foundation.
Yeah.
That's important to note.
Yeah.
Yes, but I would like to have it still.
no worries. Just it has legal implications if it was a body, so that's why I'm mentioning this.
Okay.
Can I have the explanation of the difference between TSC and ESC?
There is none. We call it the... I just didn't like the name ESC because Open Office had one. But we're increasingly calling it the ESC these days since we're forgetting the pain of the past, you know?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so let's have a vote on the list you just read out.
What will we do? Voting on the list?
No, right now.
I mean, I just read you the list from the Document Foundation blog, the 10 members of the ESC are, which you might just want to cut and paste into the minutes.
Okay.
And then we vote on adopting the ESC for doing, the development and schedule coordination stuff.
Yes, exactly. So then, Andreas, just read out the names so we can vote on the list that Michael has just mentioned. On the list of
the
names.
This is in the, from the wiki, yeah? Okay.
Olivier says okay.
Charles?
Okay.
Florian?
Yes.
Thorsten?
Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
Jörg?
Yes.
Italo?
Yep.
Callum?
Yes. Might have voted for Italian as well.
Okay. I can count 7 votes or someone object. Italo, have you voted? Yes.
Okay.
Florian, did you get Italo's vote?
I think he voted, yes.
Yeah, okay. I don't hear him.
I did, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. And actually, there's just one more point, and I'm finally and luckily done.
Okay.
Really sorry for all this formal stuff. Next call will be better.
I have to leave in 3 minutes because the flight leaves. So
okay, perfect. Let's make it very, very quickly. Right now, we are, of course, hosted by Frodev legally. What I would like to later on, when we transfer all the infrastructure over to TDF, I would like to offer Frodev to stay in our machines because they don't use a lot of bandwidth and other things. I'd like to vote on whether we agree on hosting Frodev, given that they pay occurring fees for domains and the like themselves, until we change that.
Yeah, until future notice. I think that sounds very reasonable. Yeah.
Yes. So, Andreas?
Okay. Italo?
Yes.
Okay. Olivier?
Yes.
Charles?
Yes.
Florian?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yes. Michael?
Yes.
Jörn?
Yes.
Callum?
Italo?
Italo?
Yes, I did. I voted.
First,
yes.
I got him first because I don't know how long he stays. Callum?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, then 7 votes for that.
Okay, perfect. So I think I'm done for this part of the call. So thanks for taking the burden of having those many votes. We were needed to bootstrap ourselves. So do we have anything else for the public part of the call? I propose to have a private one afterwards.
Just for future, I think we could possibly vote on batches of these things. It seems they're all uncontroversial. But yeah, anyhow.
And normally we don't have that many votes anyway, so.
Sure.
I agree anyway. Okay. I have to leave, guys.
Thanks, Tali. Fly safely.
Yeah, have a good flight.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So then, hear you in the private room in a few minutes?
Okay.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.